As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be back again. And as always, hopefully I can provide some great information for the listeners today.
I know you will. And if you are listening, be sure to take this phone number down. If you need his services now or in the near future or even down the road, you're going to want to reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. A toll-free number, it's good, you know, obviously nationwide, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. You can also visit online. He has a phenomenal website at homedownsizing.com, just like it sounds, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we were visiting off mic here just a little while, just before the program today, and we were talking about the issue of trying to find a real estate professional that can provide multiple options and solutions, because it seems like, maybe not all of them, but it seems like the majority of them are just wanting to list the house retail, and that may or may not be the best solution for someone, depending on their situation.
That's correct, Steve. Actually, I just got educational enhancement, I guess, or a refresher course last week on this subject. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it today.
Yeah.
I am a licensed real estate agent in Nebraska and Missouri. And Nebraska, we had our twice annual real estate agent convention. And so I went, as many people do, for continuing education. And during one of the classes, one of the agents made a statement about they were representing a buyer that had bought numerous houses in the past through this agent. And the buyer wanted this agent to present an offer to a seller of a certain amount. And the agent basically said, no, I'm not going to present that to the seller because I think that's too low of an offer that might be insulting to them.
Sure.
And I had other agents say, you know, you present any offer to a seller that your buyer wants you to.
Yep.
But in the past,
because they're frankly, they're just trying to make a sale and move on.
Correct.
I think.
Yeah. But there certainly are those agents that feel that they're going to insult someone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so they don't want to present that offer, which isn't doing their client a whole lot of good.
Yep.
And so in 28 years of doing this, I've heard that argument numerous times.
Okay.
And I wanted to say something, but by the time I raised my hand, the moderator had moved on and done other things, so I didn't get a chance to bring my point up. But I really got to thinking about that. It's something that I've mentioned and talked about, and on my YouTube channel, I've mentioned this before. I don't think that it's doing the seller a very good service if that buyer's agent does not bring them every offer that they can. One thing that benefits what I do, I think, is most every house that I've bought in 28 years, I've dealt directly with a seller.
Mm-hmm.
And the seller has called me because of the marketing they've seen or heard an ad that I've put out there. And so they call me direct. And the great thing about that is I can actually sit down with a seller and get to know them and learn why they want to sell the house and learn what benefits that I can offer are of value or not to them. Whereas in this circumstance, when an agent is representing a buyer, they're insulated from the seller and what may be the motivational factors for them selling a house.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they can't solve the problem. Whereas when I sit down with a seller, I can figure out what is the problem, how best can I help you? And as we've talked about many times, if me buying the house directly from them isn't the best solution, then I can offer them other solutions. So hopefully that wasn't too much of a run-on statement there.
I think it makes perfect sense.
But that's really, I got to thinking, that's a very important aspect, I think, that I serve my clients and customers better because most agents, they can't get to know how to best serve that seller, whereas I can sit down with a seller and do that.
Now, why can't they are they prohibited from talking to the seller, or do they have to go through their real estate representative, or how does that work?
If they're a buyer or a buyer's agent, then the buyer's agent, of course, can ask the seller's agent if there are any motivating factors or why the seller is selling to see if they will divulge anything. But really, when a seller contracts a seller's real estate agent, their agent, to represent them, it's usually because that seller doesn't want anybody to know why they're selling.
Okay.
And so that can be a good or bad thing because certainly, depending on the motivational factors, some buyers might throw a lower offer out there. But at the same time, that's maybe what is in the best interest for the seller, is getting something done quickly, selling the house as is, without any repairs or anything else. And so there are certainly some times when I don't think when multiple agents are involved, that's doing that seller particularly the best service.
Well, and you said a couple of things. So you said, number one, the buyer's agent does not know the motivation of the seller typically, and they're going through the seller's agent, and there could be a little bit of a disconnect. I mean, the more people you have in the communication chain, the more opportunities for misunderstanding or just maybe lack of information. So I love the fact that you can sit down directly with the person who needs to sell their house, understand their motivations, understand the entire situation, and then present multiple different options, even if it could be retail, but it could be, to sell the house as is. You may leave a lot of stuff behind that you can take care of. You may take everything with you. But the point is, they're dealing directly with you. We've cut out all of these agents, and you are able to buy their house directly. I know because you've worked with some of my clients that the money appears in their bank account in fairly short order, and it's just such a smooth, seamless transaction.
Correct. Again, it's providing the service that the seller finds value in those benefits. And again, for 28 years, I've been doing this.
Yeah.
So for 28 years, it's amazed me that there are still real estate agents that think that the only thing that's important to a seller is the highest price for their house, mm-hmm. the highest sale price for the house
yep.
Within the next 6 months or whatever it is when they list and sell a house. And they just don't seem, some agents just don't seem to understand that there are other benefits or features that someone like myself offers that are of value or sometimes a great deal of value to sellers.
Well, here's a huge value for me is, and I swore to goodness I'll never do this again. We'll see how that works out, but I'm going to try it. I don't want to get a phone call 10 minutes before someone is in my house and I have to kind of pick up a little bit. I have to leave my house for an hour and then come back and I have strangers walking all around my house. And I hated that. And we had little kids and not, now they're not so little anymore. So it would just be mainly my wife and I, but I don't ever want to do that again. And so that is, so there's a benefit in you. And if you sell your house with working with Ben Socheck and Home Downsizing Solutions, you know, that will take care of that. You're not going to have strangers showing up in your house and a 5 minute phone call and you got to get out for an hour.
Correct. And even more, I don't know if extreme is a good word, yep. But you know, that's kind of an inconvenience for a typical seller. But we've certainly worked with people in the past where there was a member of the family that couldn't leave the house.
Ah, okay. Yep.
For different medical issues where that wasn't an option.
Yeah.
And so they knew that I could discreetly come in just myself, inspect the house, see what's there, and see enough that I was able to make an offer and tell them what else I could do for them.
Yeah.
And I solved their problem. I solved what needed to be solved so that they could make the move from where they were to where they needed to get to.
If this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week: all real estate agents offer multiple ways to sell your house. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to our Senior Care Live question of the week. All real estate agents offer multiple ways to sell your house. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
Well, it seems, Steve, even though I think it should be true. I think agents should offer multiple solutions to their clients when they want to sell a house, because that's what I do. And not everybody wants the same solution. Not everybody's needs is for the same solution. And so that's why I offer, even if my solution isn't the best one, then I refer them to a good traditional agent to take care of them that way. But my main goal is taking care of the client in the best way that we can. And so, again, expounding from what we were talking about earlier, it does surprise me, especially after this many years and the way the real estate market is and has been, that agents won't explain the other options that a seller has out there and really trying to figure out what the best solution is for them and offering that to them.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So, again, for our listeners, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socheck. Here's the toll-free number, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. Or you could go online, excellent website, homedownsizing.com. Homedownsizing.com. And Ben, what are some of the challenges that our listeners may face if they're trying to find a contractor to complete some projects around the house?
Sure. And this is really another subject, just like the real estate agent and solutions that we talked about here. Another thing that has hit me close to home, especially after this many years, that it never seems to get easier, is finding contractors that will show up and do what they say they're going to do.
Mm.
Even for me, it's been a challenge.
Wow.
A couple projects, one last fall that was started last winter, that should have taken maybe two and a half months, took six.
Oh, wow.
And one currently now that started in middle of January,
yep,
that should have taken 30 to 45 days at the most. Basically just a cosmetic updating of a house.
Yeah.
I think we're finished today.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So it's that's about 3 months worth of 30 to 45 days.
Correct. And especially when apparently the first contractor just left the job.
Oh, my gosh.
And so my agent that I work with that has been in real estate a long time, has a lot of contacts, supposedly was going to get another person in middle of March or end of March. And all I kept hearing was, it'll be done next week. It'll be done next week.
Oh, boy.
Next week comes, it'll be done next week. It'll be done. Okay, it really will be done next week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's very frustrating to say the least.
Yeah, yeah.
When that happens, that something that you think you can count on a person to tell you, then, okay, just perform what you're selling and yeah, what you're telling me.
Just do what you say you're going to do.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so from a consumer standpoint, I guess, for a person that maybe has owned a house for 20, 30, or 40 years, it really can be a challenge to find contractors. If you want to sell a house and maximize the value, that's always an option. But then it's finding the contractors, getting bids, and hopefully they're going to show up and complete the job the way that they say they're going to be done. If a seller has family members or people that they know firsthand that can do these projects, that's a great option too. I'm not going to dissuade yep. anybody from that.
Sure.
If they can make improvements to the house and build value in the house to sell it at a very economical price. So if you're going to spend $2 and get $5 back, that's a pretty easy answer
sure.
if that can be done well
yep.
and on the seller's time frame. But if you're going to go through the whole process of finding someone, getting bids, and monitoring them.
And being the general contractor, essentially, at that point.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even finding a general that will manage those things. You know, all these things, it's to find good people, like in anything.
Sure.
To find good people, though, seems to be a challenge, and that's never changed.
All right. So you said a lot. So here I could... One of the challenges I see with this is if someone says, well, you know, we may get X dollars out of the house, but we're going to have to put about 50 or 60,000 in. We're going to need a new roof. We're going to need some concrete work. We're going to need paint, you know, maybe some flooring or hard countertops, whatever it is. And so you have this long laundry list. One of the challenges is, especially, and I know you work with a lot of seniors who are preparing to at least downsize, maybe move to a senior apartment, or maybe even move to a care community. A lot of times that is a little bit more of a time sensitive situation. If the spot's open, are you going to take it? Are you going to wait till the next time? And who knows when the next apartment might be available? And so it's a time sensitive situation. Do you have time to wait on all of these contractors to get all of this work done? Is it really worth it? And sometimes the answer is no, it's not worth it. We don't have that much time. It makes more sense to sell the house as is net for what the net value is and not mess with all of that. There's a huge convenience, and that's an excellent service for not everyone, but for a lot of folks that is.
Correct. And you hit on one thing, the timing issue. I've worked with a few different individuals where they had been kind of on the fence for months, and one time I can remember a couple of years that this person was considering selling from the time that they first contacted us. And then I got kind of a frantic phone call that says, this community has a ground floor unit that can take pets, take my dog, and I'm not going to go anywhere without my dog.
Right.
And so I need to sell. We need to do something in the next 2 weeks or that apartment's going to be gone.
Oh, boy. And a ground floor will take pets, and the openings on that particular apartment are few and far between. So, yeah,
correct.
He or she would have to jump on that one pretty fast.
That's correct. So timing and being able to work with a person's time constraints is another benefit that we offer that can be of some or a lot or no value, depending on the person.
Well, and the other thing that I've always appreciated about your firm, Home Downsizing Solutions, is the opposite of that. I need to sell my house, have the cash in hand, and then wait for that opening to occur. And you'll allow a person to stay in that house even after opening for a period of time, waiting for that apartment or that space to become available.
That's correct. That's the other side of the catch-22, is a person not wanting to leave the house until they have something open, but they don't want to worry about if the house is sold at the last minute either. So yes, that's another benefit of value.
All right. Again, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. Be sure to ask Ben about a free workbook and how that you can get your own very own copy of this free workbook. It is super, super handy, and it's just an excellent tool. And Ben, you're a veteran. This is a veteran-owned company. Thank you for your service. You can't go wrong. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll tell you what, I have a lot of people say, hey, can we be on your podcast? And I'm like, it's a radio broadcast first, nationally syndicated, by the way, all over the place. And then after the broadcast, typically on, you know, the Monday or Tuesday afterwards, then it's converted to a podcast, and then it is distributed all throughout all of the major platforms. So feel free to help yourself. Tons of people listen to the podcast at their convenience, kind of like doing a DVR of your favorite show. You can watch it later. So there we go. And then I just want to say, again, thanks to my friend and special guest. I had him in the studio, Ben Socek. He is a great guy. This is Ben is a proud veteran. This is a veteran owned business. And Ben is a, if you can't tell, he is a very straight shooter. He's not going to pull the wool over your eyes. He is not just out to try to make a sale and move on. That is not him. He's the polar opposite of that. he'll tell you if what he can offer is, in his opinion, you know, it in your best interest. And if it isn't, he'll tell you that too. And then, like we talked about, he can offer you different solutions depending on your motivation. And I'm on his website right now, homedownsizing.com, and then why choose us? And there's a really compelling chart here comparing a cash house sale versus a traditional house sale. And he has a couple of columns, Realtor for Sale by Owner, and then Home Downsizing Solutions. And then down the left side, commissions and fees, closing costs, appraisal required, showings, repairs and renovations, and average selling time. So if you just take a look at that, you're like, wait a minute, this really does make a lot of sense for us. And what we didn't talk about was if you have a house full of stuff, and I'm just putting my air quotes up, what are you going to do with all that? And a lot of people say, you know what, I'm going to take what I'm going to take. And then Ben can deal with all of the rest of the stuff. They can line up an estate sale, an auction. They can throw away stuff that needs to be thrown away. They can take care of all of that for you, make this as simple and as convenient as could possibly be. Reach out again to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears now and talk about a couple of things. I was wanting to talk about it a couple of weeks ago and just didn't have time to get to it. But in the range of options and levels of care, we have a couple of challenging spots. I call them the gray areas. So between independent living, which is an apartment with meals and transportation, and you're on your own, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. So yeah, you have independent living. There's no care provided there, right? That's more of a downsizing to independent living, more of a lifestyle change, if you will. Let your hair down. Let somebody else worry about taxes and maintenance and repairs and utilities and all the stuff. So between independent living and assisted living, we have a definite gray area, and I wanted to just throw up the please beware, or maybe more accurately, be aware of this gray area. So what do I mean by that? I have heard from way too many people, and I mean all caps, way too many people who have encountered this, and then they're all confused, and then they call me Steve, you know, and they have all these questions. So a lot of folks will go out and they will look at an independent living apartment and they will think that care is provided there. But I'm going to have to push the button and go, eh, it is not. There is independent living has no state licensure attached to it. They are not licensed to provide care. So if you ever hear on a tour or out in the market, oh, our independent living can do everything an assisted living can. Push the button again, right? So, no, they can't. An independent living community is wonderful. There is no care provided. Now, here's what they mean by that, though. And it is a good option for some people. But I think it's a little bit abused out there sometimes. Some independent living communities will have an embedded on-site home care provider in the building. And what that means is you can be an independent living, and then instead of contacting a home care provider that's probably going to have maybe a 2 to 4 hour minimum, then they drive to your home, wherever you call home. They come in, they can help with, you know, dressing and helping you, medication reminders, and they might be able to do, you know, little light housekeeping, maybe make some meals in advance, and a lot of other things. It's that non-medical in-home assistance. That's home care. So what if you just need 15 minutes for someone to help you kind of get up and get moving, maybe get dressed in the morning, 15 to 30 minutes, say? Well, good luck finding a home care provider that's going to stop by, drive to your house, and then stop by for 15 to 30 minutes. Again, they usually have a 2 to 4 hour minimum, typically. Okay, and I'm not throwing home care providers under the bus. I'm a huge, huge fan, but that just doesn't work for their model. However, if you're living in an independent living apartment and you just need just a tiny little bit of help, 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there. And this independent living community has an on-site home care provider. What they'll do is they will have staff on-site. So what they do is they basically take one of the apartments and turn it into their office, you know, XYZ home care. And then their staff can, you know, walk down the hall and help you in your apartment for 15 minutes or maybe 30 minutes. They will typically bill in 15-minute increments. They usually call that a unit, and that might be, you know, $10 or something like that. 10, 12 bucks, 15 bucks, something like that. So it is an economical and very cost-efficient way to get just a little bit of help in your independent living apartment. But make no mistake, this independent living apartment is not and will never be an assisted living community. There is no licensure. Now, I've had a few clients over the years where they can't really remain independent. They're mostly independent, but they do need some help. They just don't belong in assisted living because they just don't need that much help, 24-hour care. So I've been able to find them an independent living community that has that home care on site in 15 to 30 minute increments. And it was really a nice bridge between independent living and assisted living. I think primarily that is what that is intended to do. All right. But there's also a cost. The math doesn't work at some point. So if you're paying $4,000 or $5,000 a month for your independent living apartment, and all of a sudden you're paying $5,000 or $6,000 a month for help from that home care provider, you're spending way more than the $6,000 to $8,000 on average that it would cost you in an assisted living apartment. Does that make sense? So at some point the math just doesn't work out. And then the other gray area that kind of drives me crazy is, and I've had so many people call me on this. Steve, we moved Dad into assisted living, and they said, hey, don't worry, we've got your dad. We're an age-in-place community, and your dad will never have to move here. They said, and 6 months later, we just got a discharge letter. They're kicking Dad out, saying they can no longer meet his needs. Did they lie to us? And I'm like, nope, don't drag me into that. I wasn't there. I don't know what was said. But typically, this falls squarely into the area of overpromise, underdeliver. So at the assisted living level of care, it is their goal to care for your loved one through end of life. And many, many times they can do that. But I'm here to tell you, the gray area is, you don't need a nursing home. We've got you covered. But I'm here to tell you, every single assisted living community has a threshold. They have a maximum level of care. If your care requirements exceed that threshold, then you will be discharged. So that's that gray area of, we've got you covered. And so hopefully that makes sense. And many times you can move to assisted living and you can live out the rest of your life there. No problems. But a lot of times, oh gosh, I get the phone calls. Okay. So if this sounds confusing, a little overwhelming, you're like, well, wait a minute. Now I'm not sure what to think. I've heard all these different stories. This is why senior care consulting exists. We take care of all of this for you and we don't let you make a mistake. That's resonating with you. Give us a call at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, I'll explain and review the different pricing models of the assisted living level of care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right. So get a lot of questions about this one as well. What is the average price for the assisted living level of care? So let's just talk about that for a minute. And then I'm going to talk about the three primary pricing models that you'll see out in the market. So I got to tell you, there are a lot of new assisted living communities being built all around the country. Many of them are connected to independent living so that you can start off in independent living and then you have somewhere to go. You can go down the hall and move into the assisted living part of the community and receive care there and never have to move potentially. Now, again, you exceed the threshold, you have to move to long-term care, maybe one more move. But just the point is there are just so many, there are hundreds of assisted living communities being built all around the country right now and with no end in sight, getting ready for all the baby boomers needing care. So the assisted living model is a social model primarily to help you with your activities of daily living. They can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting needs. And you may not need help with all of those things, but they can help you with any or all of them minimally or fully or not at all, right? They can also help with incontinence management to a point if that should be needed. They also distribute and they order and manage all of your medications. So they just take that one straight off your plate. You don't have to worry about that. They'll take care of all of that. They make all of your meals at this point. They prepare your snacks, make hydration available, all of those sort of things. So they've got you covered there. There's a full slate of social opportunities for meaningful social engagement and just quality of life enrichment, if you will. So you have a lot of fun stuff to do that you might be interested in. Doctors make house calls. Typically, you'll have at least one physician that would come in and be available. And many assisted living residents will change their physician to the house doctor that will come in and make a house call. And they can see you when needed. They also have physician assistants and maybe more commonly a nurse practitioner or two that would come in as well with the physician. Other medical specialists may come in, like a podiatrist, maybe a dental hygienist, some of these other functions. There's transportation to take you to your doctor's appointment. If you want to keep your own doctor, that's fine. You can also go out to see a specialist. And again, transportation is typically available. So there is a lot of support there. But with all of these assisted living communities being built, they're just getting nicer and nicer and really finished just beautifully. And they're really raising the bar out there in the community in general. And it also comes at a little bit of a higher price. So I've been saying, you know, $6,000 to $8,000 is going to cover it on average. But recently I've been seeing that inch up a little bit. So I may say, I know last segment I said 6 to 8, but I think officially I'm going to start saying 6,000 to maybe 8,500 to 9,000. There are a few things that would impact that cost, and I want to talk about that now, how these pricing models work. So the most common pricing model that I've seen in the market, I call it a base plus level of care. Now, the base is going to fluctuate depending on the size of your apartment. So a studio apartment, less space, will cost less than a one-bedroom, will cost less than a two-bedroom apartment, right? So you're going to pay more for more space. That makes sense. plus, so that's the base, plus your level of care charge. A level of care charge, here's how it works. Someone, typically the director of nursing and maybe another person, they may go out as a team to do an assessment, and they'll meet with you and they'll find out all the things that they will be required to provide for you, as far as maybe you don't need help getting dressed, but you could need some help, you know, getting in and out of the shower. So standby assistance. Maybe you need a lot of help with incontinence management or using the restroom, whatever it is. So they're going to figure out what you need, and then they assign points typically to all of these different tasks. And then they'll add up the points, and then that will fall into level of care 1, 2, or 3. I typically will see at least 3, once in a while too, but typically at least 3, and I've seen up to 5 different levels of care. So let's say you have an apartment, and the apartment base is $5,000, okay? And then let's say each level of care adds $500. And let's say if you're a level of care 3, that's 5, 10, 15, right? So you have 5,000 plus 1,500. So your rate would be $6,500. And then if you need more help than that later on, they'll revisit this periodically. You may increase to a level of 4, which would take you up to $7,000. You see how this works, okay? So that's the most common one that I see out there, base plus level of care. Now, the one that my clients really don't seem to like is probably the most accurate one, base plus a la carte, the dreaded a la carte. So they may charge the $5,000 or whatever the base is. And again, the lower the base, it's a lower base for a studio. It's a little bit more on the base for a one bedroom. It's more for a two bedroom, right? So we covered that. Then the a la carte is every time you need someone to help you get dressed, that's going to cost X dollars. Every time you need someone to help you get in and out of the shower and standby for standby assistance, X dollars. And every single little thing that they do, they assign a cost to that. Here's the challenge, according to a lot of my clients. At the end of the month, you never know what your bill's going to be, and it fluctuates every month. And then you're going through this long list of all the things that they provided. Now, in their defense, they're trying to be accurate and only charge you for what they provided. Okay, but my clients are like, well, wait a minute. This almost sets up an adversarial billing or invoicing review at the end of every single month because, you know, why is this different? And I don't remember that many showers and all this stuff, right? So, but that is one. I don't see that too often, but you'll see it out there. And then the one that my clients seem to like the best is a flat fee for service. It's X dollars a month, and we've got you covered. If you need a little bit of help or a lot of help, X dollars a month. You know it's going to be, you know, $6,750 or whatever the number is every single month. No surprises. That's it. Okay, and that's the one. And I'm seeing more and more places come up with that flat fee for service. But again, the most common one is the base plus level of care. Again, if this sounds just confusing, overwhelming, like, oh my gosh, how are we going to deal with all this stuff? This is why I created Senior Care Consulting, to help your family in the same way I helped my own family. Give us a call. We can make this entire process very simple. And you notice I didn't say easy. It's never easy, but we can make this simple and we can help you make the best decision possible when choosing any level of care for yourself or an elderly loved one. Reach out for a free consultation at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.